time into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And during this time of distancing, we hope we can supplement your time effectively with the 40th episode of the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling.
Is it 40?
40.
Only? Or already?
However you want to take it.
I don't know.
So, this has been an interesting week.
Yeah. To say the least, the world has changed. What are you talking about?
Well, it's pretty cool to see how they're adapting to, because wrestling's still on the air.
It's weird because they're still like sweating all over each other. I hope they're monitoring everybody really well.
I'm sure they got tests.
They're like forcing them to check their stuff. There's no way they got tests.
Why wouldn't they?
Nobody's getting tests.
All those athletes got tests.
They're in the NBA.
So? Vince has lots of money.
That's true. These are investments.
I was going to say, Vince has lots of money and he's friends with that orange goblin.
I wouldn't have anything to do about it.
Yeah, where do they get their tests from?
I don't know. The NBA got a bunch of their... The dudes from the Utah Jazz got theirs from like Missouri or something.
I'm sure.
State of Missouri.
Hey, WWE health facilities, like even in their arenas,
they have
their back rooms, they're probably better than a lot of medical facilities.
Steph already created her own tests. They're WWE branded.
I'd believe it.
Everybody's going to get a free one with the first month of the WWE network.
See, this is what happened. That'd be awesome. That's how they get their subscribers.
Yeah.
But I bet you that's what happened, is that Steph actually had access to all the coronavirus warnings that everyone got back in January. She was like, ooh, time to start developing, nerds. She put her scientists to work.
They just get tested as soon as they walk into the performance center.
Well, yeah, basically if you pass the test, then you get to be on TV.
Yeah.
That's what they've decided, I bet. Because it's very limited people who are actually wrestling on TV right now.
Yeah. And there's also very limited wrestling too. There was there wasn't even an episode of NXT this week.
So we talked about SmackDown a little. Well, yeah, we talked about SmackDown because we saw
it was on while we were recording last time.
So, yeah, Bayley and Sasha versus Alexa and Nikki. So, it was funny because I was thinking, "Hey, they did pretty great because they don't really need a crowd to be performing to." But you said, I guess Triple H was making comments during commercial breaks or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was like, they keep playing to the crowd that's not here.
And then AEW did something.
It's just force of habit.
I think so, too. Yeah, because even Edge did it on Raw. AEW had their own roster in the crowd. They were the crowd.
Separated by 6 feet, but they were big enough to be like a... That sounded like an indie show crowd. Like you're performing in front of 20 people inside this bar or gymnasium somewhere.
On Raw, I guess. Oh, we got Asuka on commentary.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just like antagonizing King and like some more. Because she sat right next to him and just spoke in Japanese the whole time.
And he didn't say any of his xenophobic bullshit while she was there.
Coward.
Yeah.
It was during that the Andrade match.
Coward.
So she was going for Andrade. And this is versus Rey?
Everybody wants some Andrade, yeah.
So she was just, yeah. We don't know what she was saying, but we know she was going for him.
Yes. Because she kept on emoting for whenever he would do good, or she was upset when he lost.
Were there any other women present on Raw? Becky was. Becky made her grand entrance.
Yeah, they were. So there was a rumor like a month ago that the entrance that was planned for her at WrestleMania was to show up in a big rig. I think they were going to drive it all the way down to the ring.
Oh, because it's such a long ramp.
Well, yeah, but I think they were going to have a different entrance for it. Because it's Stone Cold. Like, they want Becky to be Stone Cold so bad, and she just never amounted to it. But they wasted it at the Performance Center. She drives up to the Performance Center in this big-ass rig that they probably paid thousands of dollars on the paint job on.
It has her face painted on it.
For no reason. Why didn't they do it for WrestleMania? They still could have pulled it into the parking lot of the Performance Center for WrestleMania. Why would you blow your load like 2 weeks before it happens?
It's probably still going to be used at WrestleMania. But get their money's worth. Doesn't matter. Get your money's worth. Anybody who wasn't watching Raw because they figured, nobody's going to be there. What kind of show is this going to be?
Becky fans will still tune into Raw because they're Becky fans.
Yeah, and then everyone else who's watching WrestleMania will get to see.
Yeah, but then Becky fans will just be like, yeah, we've already seen that. I mean, I guess nobody's watching it together, so it doesn't matter.
They're all going to come into it on their own time, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to use it more than once. So I thought that was kind of silly.
Yeah,
it's so silly
that they like. It was funny because as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Holy crap, that rumor was right!" And why are they using it right now?
Becky
had a promo, and there's another one that she just continues to be Becky. And I hate to keep striking the same chord, but she's just in over her head.
I can't even remember her promo. What was she saying?
Like, it's not even that she's not good. It's just that this character is just so played out. Like, it's done. Be done with it. She was saying that her existence ruined Shayna's reality or something like that. It was just a bad promo, written badly, performed not that greatly. And, like, Becky, for a long time already, is the champion that when she cuts promos, it doesn't make me believe it. Like, when Shayna looked into that camera from the pre-recorded segment and said, I'm going to take your title and there's not a damn thing you could do about it, that was what I believed. Yeah. And she's out here like, me being so good just proves that whatever she was saying is like...
Well, she
like,
said something about being like a beast stopper or what was
that
it?
That was 2 weeks ago.
What'd she call herself? No, I thought she mentioned it this week too.
Oh, she could have, like, but I don't know. It didn't instill any like confidence in me that she was gonna win, which is good because I don't want her to win, but like I want people to go into that match not knowing who's gonna win, like the way that they did with Cole and Gargano and they've done with a lot of people in NXT.
I think it could be like a toss-up though.
Right now I don't think so. Like I didn't believe that promo. I think it's still a toss-up because I legitimately don't know what they're gonna do, but more because I don't know how they want to play this and if they keep on wanting to have the same boring storyline over and over and give the fans what they apparently want
there was a thought that I had because she talks about how she's like really confident in her abilities, obviously, but then she also talks about, oh, I understand like that Shayna is, you know, unpredictable and blah blah blah, but I'm still going to beat her. And it's kind of like, I wish she was just fully cocky.
Yeah.
So that way when, if she does lose, it hits her like her truck.
Yeah.
And then she's like really taken down. But she's already kind of like, it's kind of like she's already making excuses.
She's already hedging.
For if she loses.
Yeah.
As in like, yeah, see, I told you, I knew she was going to be a tough competitor. I would love to see her just like keep riding this high, confident, like, with this high confident attitude and then just like totally be taken down out of nowhere.
Yeah, you never saw Stone Cold go in with that attitude if that's the character they're going for. You don't see any champions do that. Even Bayley right now.
Yeah, she's saying like nobody can touch her.
Yeah.
Charlotte even. Like, I don't know, you just gotta believe it.
Yeah.
That's what she's made us believe.
Yeah.
And now she's all of a sudden, she did it with Asuka. She's taking a step back like, oh, she is kind of tough, guys.
Yeah, see, that was the one where I like thought they could have and they should have because she hedged it so like much. That's why Asuka should have won.
And like her coming out with her glasses, like wearing King's Crown, cool. But then to be like, no, it's...
Take your foot off the gas.
You never know what it's going to be like when you get in the ring with Shayna. Like, it's so wishy-washy, basically. Yeah. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, that's a good analysis.
But this week is a little bit different because there were really no matches to talk about.
Uh-huh.
I mean, unless you want to get into UK matches, but...
Yeah, because they were all filmed a while ago.
Also, it was just like... what is her name? Is it Dana Luna? Is it Dana? Is her name even Dana?
No, it was Wyatt Brookside.
Wyatt Brookside. That's who it is. we talked about it. We kind of mentioned it, that she was facing Amal, who's new. It's just like new girls. And
well, Zaya Brookside lives in the Mario universe because she has power-ups and power-downs and ghosts. And this is an alternate Zaya Brookside. So it's Wyatt Brookside.
We ended up watching just a bunch of WWE Network. And we finally saw the 24 special on Trish Stratus.
Also, you didn't mention Kaylee Ray.
Oh, yeah. Kaylee Ray stopped that match because she got bored of it like we did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kaylee Ray.
Because she runs that women's division. She needs to be somewhere else. She's being wasted on that stupid program.
I'm sure we'll see her soon enough.
Piper and her need to be put on a good roster and just shut down UK. It's boring. Have Walter and Finn come back and just shut it down.
And what's his name? Flash Gordon something?
Jack, yeah, Flash, you can bring that tag team back too. Yeah, sure. Cool. But leave Gallus over there and all those other guys. I don't want any of them over here. Grizzly Young Vets are already here, so they can stay. They'll fit in Florida.
Even though they're British. Are they British?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we watched the Trish Stratus documentary. I thought I knew everything about Trish.
You didn't. You didn't know how brilliant she was.
Well, I didn't know that she was actually training at a wrestling school.
Yeah, or that she could have been a doctor.
Yeah, but her university went on strike, so she's like, I guess I'll do fitness modeling. I work at a gym. I get to train for free.
That's crazy. What? Well, the doctor didn't work out, so I'll be a fitness model.
I mean, is that really that far off? She probably would have been like, yeah, I'll be like a therapist later, occupational therapist. What a... like
Dr. awesome fitness trajectory. Model is like quarterback secret spy American Joe is like G.I. Joe.
Trish is a G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool because it, not that we ever like underestimated, undervalued, like I was a huge Trish fan.
Yeah, I like Trish a lot.
And in the special, the was it Bailey was talking about how she liked Lita more because she was more of a tomboy.
Yeah.
And I would say I liked Lita more, but I did like Trish more.
Because you're mean. You're a mean girl.
What? I wasn't a mean girl.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't think I talked to, like, nobody else watched wrestling with me in middle school. It was just me and my cousins. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I remember... I liked Trish a lot, but I wish she wasn't dressed so hoey. Like, that's why I, like refrained from being, like, all in on Trish. I was just going, like, yeah, but, like, I wish she wouldn't dress the way she does. I do like her boots, though.
Now that I reflect on it, she's probably pretty formative for my, like, preferences for wrestling women. Stupid Vince.
Right, but it was cool seeing like her whole story. So what we ended up doing is watching the Trish versus Lita main event, because that was the first women's main event. Yeah. On Raw.
Yeah.
And it was for the women's championship,
and it was only 10 minutes.
It was less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's because right, the segment was 10 minutes.
We watched a segment that was hosted by Charlie Caruso, so with her intro and outro, the whole thing was like 9 minutes and 48 seconds.
Why didn't they just have their entrances?
So, yeah, that match was...
Well, I was like, it's still cool. About Charlotte and Bianca only getting 10 minutes.
Yeah, like, apparently it's...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking is... It seems so lopsided still, but like we've still come so far.
Oh, that's true. Because we ended up watching a lot of other matches too.
Yeah.
But so what we wanted to do this episode was, and for the next couple of ones, because I have a feeling these taped shows or these wrestling shows are going to be the same, where it's like very limited matches, maybe more video packages. Because what they did on NXT was just like showing the rivalry between Gargano and Ciampa.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. We didn't get any.
I bet we'll get a Rhea one. Like an extended Rhea cut, like 45 minutes of Rhea.
Which is fine. Like, we don't have to talk about that. What we can talk about is some of our not our favorite wrestling matches, but what we consider to be the most important women's matches.
They'll also be our favorites.
And they'll be, well, they by just, definition, they happen be to be our favorites. But I'm just saying, like, one in this case, won't. Yeah, in this case, the match between Trish and Lita was a very important match. And then the one that we're going to talk about today is Trish versus Charlotte at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Because it was like a Legends match. Do we get a lot of Legends matches for women?
With the women, no.
They always bring back like The Undertaker or The Undertaker.
Or Mark Galloway.
Who?
The Undertaker's real name.
I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah.
So this was Trish's coming out of retirement match. Which turned into a retirement match for realsies.
Yeah.
And, man.
It was always going to be a retirement match. She was just saying that. I think we should, before we get into the match, mm-hmm. should mention the shade that she threw on the generation in between her retirement and the Divas and the Women's Evolution.
So basically she said once she retired... Like, or what did she say?
She said something like, about to see Charlotte, and it was like Charlotte and someone else who had main evented Raw or something.
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
Sasha,
to see
probably.
Them, yeah. She was like, to see them out there, it was like the culmination of all the stuff that me and Lita went through.
Yeah.
It was like that all of us had gone through. And it was like, there's a whole generation in between there. They regressed.
Yeah.
So,
they
like,
did.
She didn't acknowledge that because they went back to bra and panties matches and stuff like that. At least I think so. I wasn't really
they
paying
did.
Attention a lot.
That's why then. I stopped watching.
Okay.
And because that's when they started doing Divas searches.
Yeah.
And we watched the FCW documentary,
yes.
which is so FCW was the promotion that eventually turned into NXT.
Yeah. After
and it
a
was
bunch of permutations.
Really cool seeing that, like, Nikki and Brie Bella were the first ones pretty much onboarded to that.
Mm-hmm.
But they did go to the main TV shows, like,
yeah.
soon after. Like, and that's when, like, there was still those silly Divas belts matches.
Yeah.
Butterfly
well, I
matches.
I mean, their journey actually probably mirrors Trish's a lot because they were just in wrestling school. Like, they were in a little promotion for FCW seems like a small, like, weekly promotion the way NXT is
oh, yeah.
right now. So, like, they had TV time, but it was mostly, like...
It wasn't TV time. They were just traveling around...
No, they were TV. They had recorded
FCW?
Episodes.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah like,
we,
at the end.
We saw that footage.
But I'm saying, like...
But what I'm saying is, like, so it was more, like, technical training... Like, there was occasional crowds and small crowds that they had, but it was more technical than it was ever,
oh,
like in the
performative.
Indies or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like with Bailey and... Was Sasha in the Indies?
Yeah.
Like, they grew up watching her, so that's why they did what they could to do that.
Yeah.
The Bellas just went to school, and then they were on TV. So their journey mirrors Trish's a little more, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Like, it was, yeah, because it was all within WWE.
Yeah, we're like, Bailey and Sasha were inspired by Trish.
Nikki and Brie.
Nikki and Brie were more like her comparisons to her.
Yeah. And they had mentioned, too, that I guess a lot of people didn't take them seriously because they called them models.
Yeah.
And it was funny because they were like, we hadn't modeled at that point.
At that point?
Like, we weren't even models. They were, Nikki was going to go play professional soccer.
Yeah.
Like, they were athletes. So,
Brie
it was just funny.
Back. She could have been a gold medalist.
Nikki?
Multi-time gold medalist, probably.
And then still could have joined wrestling later.
Yep.
Yeah. But, man, there's a lot of Natalia in those WWE
too
docs.
Too much Natalia. I mean, everybody loves Natalia but us, so maybe not, but.
And
yeah.
She always, like, mentions, too, like, oh, by the way, my dad, my uncle.
I think you just noticed that when it happens. She doesn't do it a lot.
She does it a lot.
She doesn't do it that much.
She, any chance she gets.
I mean, that's why she's here.
But
she doesn't do it as much as you mentioned she does it. Oh, one point that I don't think I brought up. And this is, I don't know if we're going to make it, but I'm mostly just going to hate for a sec. Shayna is proof of how much Ronda sucks, because it's so easy for Shayna to just come in and just wreck people.
Yeah.
Because she didn't care about what people wanted to see. Yeah. She'd come in with her congenial little, hi guys, I'm here. Okay, let's fight. Oh, so good to be here. Bye, guys.
Shayna came in and bit someone's neck.
Yeah. Ronda came in and like with her freaking pageant waves.
Her Joan Jett entrance theme that they paid the rights for.
Her like Roddy Piper jacket, just trying so hard. And it was just so corny. And that's why like she never really got on. If she had came in and been a badass like Shayna, she could have eventually been face.
Yeah.
Because then people could have been like, no, let's just jump her. And then it could have been her against the division for a minute. That's how you could have made her. Like, that's how I would have cared about her as an actual wrestling fan. Instead of just like a combat sports fan who's going to tune in to watch Ronda specifically and then mm-hmm. tune out when she's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Now, like, make an investment in her that way. But instead, they did what they did.
Yeah. Shayna came in and just like, because I don't think people NXT. Don't associate. I think right now people don't associate her anymore with UFC
the way they do with
Ronda. Yeah, and Shayna has been wrestling for a long time, but like Ronda probably could have. I don't know if she could have done that. Actually, she came straight off from UFC after her sabbatical
for a long time already.
She hadn't been fighting, but she also hadn't been training
for a long time already. She should have just done it though.
Anyway, yeah, Shayna's way better.
Yeah.
All right, so do you want to start watching this match?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, we're talking Trish versus Charlotte. So this is this match is cool because, it's in Toronto.
Toronto.
I said Toronto. What do they call it? Like a generation versus generation match?
Yeah. Queen versus queen.
Charlotte was at the main event for Trish and Lita is what she was saying.
How do you feel about that robe and combination?
Charlotte's gear. So she has like her purple peacock gear, which I like, but she's wearing the nude peacock robe.
Yeah.
With the neck feathers, which I don't like.
Yeah, it's not good, right? Man, she's way taller than her. See, Charlotte's just a different beast. Like she looks over her. She looks past her.
Man.
I'm going to send you back to your kids, lady.
I'm just thinking, like, what's going on in Charlotte's head? Like, thinking, like, I'm facing Trish.
She's thinking that she owns this division. Company.
Well, she's already doing, like the bully moves on her, where she's just, like, throwing her head, smashing her around, and just laughing at her.
Yeah. See, a year before this, Becky was made because of Charlotte.
This is a year before?
No. This is the year after.
Okay, so this is 2019.
Because Becky turned on Charlotte at SummerSlam the year before. I believe it was SummerSlam, wasn't it?
Was that the last women's standing match?
No, that was the one. SummerSlam happened like a month before that. SummerSlam was when Becky turned on her after she lost like a loser in that triple threat.
Oh, when Charlotte was champ?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like this whole match is cool because Trish can still hang.
Yeah.
She's doing her hurricanrana's off the rope. Charlotte is looking like, wait.
You're old. Nah, you're old.
How are you able to do all of this stuff? I'm going to keep calling her Charlotte. Trish is still like flipping around.
Yeah. She's like, I was led to believe these Legends matches last for 5 minutes. You get your spots in, and then you leave.
And that's kind of how the matches before that Trish was in, like the Royal Rumble,
yeah,
the Evolution match where it was her and Trish, or her and Lita. But yeah, like she's still agile. She's super agile.
It's all that yoga.
All right, so Trish was getting the better of Charlotte. She kicked her out of the ring, and then as she's like trying to drag her back in, Charlotte just like smashed Trish's face on the steel steps.
She's gonna need that faceplate again.
Weren't we saying Alexa should have had a face mask?
Yeah, was she hurt?
Did she say she broke her nose at some point?
Yeah, something like that. Should have had a Trish Stratus face mask.
Oh, we were saying that. This is when, okay, Alexa was supposed to face Trish in the tag team match. And that's when they swapped her out with Alicia Fox, I think, at Evolution. We were saying that Alexa should have gone in with a face mask to taunt Trish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, Trish is still hanging in here. Charlotte's throwing her against the barricades.
She's manhandling her the way she does with everybody. So, in that case, yeah, she can hang with the rest of the division. Can you get manhandled by Charlotte? Yeah, okay.
That's the only requirement, then.
See, Charlotte was too busy toying with this generational superstar that she didn't care about the title picture at this point. I don't know who she was fighting right now. Becky, I mean.
Bailey is SmackDown champ, and Becky is Raw champ. And in this pay-per-view, Becky faces Natalya. Oh, okay. And Bailey versus Ember. So, yeah, Charlotte's sights were on just, like, beating up Trish, Hall of Famer.
Just proven how good she is. She made herself the queen of queens with this match. Look at that, pulling her hair. Oh, man, she's so good. Smash her face. Get out of here, you geezer.
She's not even that old. She's probably, like, 39.
Yeah, she retired at 30. That's insane.
No, she's probably older than that, but still, she's not even that old. Yeah,
she had like that whole career in those few years, and that was before she turned 30. She retired to take care of her mom because she's a damn saint.
Yeah, true. Oh no, Trish looks like she needs to go take a nap.
Because she's old.
What's Charlotte doing? She needs
to catch the special.
She's gonna like suplex her? Oh, okay, I see what happened there. Trish, like, rolled to slam her instead.
To cross she, like, body her.
Okay, there. That word. That's why we keep you around, Joseph. I think this first time that we saw this match, I was, because right now it's just Charlotte messing with Trish, slamming her, pushing her, pulling her hair. And I thought it was going to be like this the whole time. I was like, oh, man, maybe Trish, like, really can't do her moves anymore. But I know it picks up. Yeah, here's a turning point where Trish starts kicking her into the corner and punching her head. Charlotte thought she was going to get her over. Oh, there. Yeah. She got the boot in her face and knocked yeah, she knocked Trish
so
down.
So many people out with their boot. Big old feet. Get out of here.
Trish got knocked out so hard that they're already doing, like, the count. She's barely getting up. By the way, we're pausing during this match.
It takes a long time for people, old people to do stuff.
As soon as she gets in, Charlotte starts attacking her with her knee. Trish is just on the ground. Man.
See, this is why Rhea can't beat Charlotte.
Why?
Because Rhea is not ready to have also be able to be Trish. She hasn't, like, gotten to that point in her career yet. Becky was so over, she could beat Charlotte. Charlotte is the best and most women's champion of all time.
Charlotte just tried to hit that moonsault on Trish, and she rolled out of the way.
Oh, man.
What's that?
I don't know what it's called.
Was that a swingy neck breaker?
I don't know, actually. But I've been liking when people do stuff from, like launching themselves from that middle rope
a lot. Middle rope. Yeah, so Trish basically just launched herself off the middle rope and swung Charlotte around, slammed her down.
Yeah, I've been noticing more people do it, and I've been liking it. I didn't notice that she had done it then. I wonder who trained that. Because she didn't used to do that. Nobody used to do that.
Makes sense for someone like Trish. Yeah. I mean, we've seen Rey Mysterio use.
Yeah, no, it makes sense for people with, like, strong legs to be able to push themselves off those ropes.
I was going to say, because Trish is smaller, too.
Yeah.
But now she's getting in her chops but like, on Charlotte.
We've seen Cedric Alexander do it. Yeah, it is a lot of smaller people because they can fit their leg in between the rope like that. Get out of here.
Charlotte's still just, like, okay, Trish Hatter tried running into her in the corner, and Charlotte just booted her face again. All right, now what's going on here? I don't even know what they're trying to do, but now they're slapping each other on top of the turnbuckle.
That's a lot of blonde hair.
It's a lot of extensions. Oh, Charlotte was going to like powerbomb her off, right? What was that she did?
Who?
Trish reversed it.
A Hurricane Rana.
Is it a Hurricane Rana?
I mean, it's on the top, so you can call it a Super Rana.
I guess I don't know what a Hurricane Rana is. I thought it was like a twisting motion to it. Is
when you grab them by your legs and flip them over like that.
And that's it? Because this was just like a straight flip back.
Since it's on top of the rope. Or no, since it's on the second rope, it'd be an avalanche Rana.
That's like the third boot that Charlotte's given to Trish. And like a nasty looking one too.
Effective. She almost decapitated Alicia Fox with that when she was a face.
Trish kicked out of that pin. Yeah, there's a what match was that we were watching? It was a triple threat tag team match.
A 6-man tag team.
This is when the women's revolution started and Charlotte, Becky, Sasha made their debuts. So Sasha was teamed up with Naomi and Tamina. They were Team Bad. Charlotte was teamed up with Becky and Paige, and they were feuding against the Bellas with Alicia Fox. And at this time, Charlotte was face.
Yeah.
And in Paige's shadow. And also, like,
the clearly most talented one.
Well, yeah, that. But it was just funny seeing, like, Charlotte not be front and center. Okay, so Trish has Charlotte in the figure four lock. And at one point, Charlotte and Alicia Fox went for the... Because Alicia Fox's legs are super long. And both of them tried to give each other the boot. And they did at the same time because their legs are both super long. So, yeah, look, Trish turned hers into a figure eight lock. Like, she can do it too. You thought you were the only one, Charlotte? Charlotte's like, oh my God, this actually hurts.
How did you do this?
Yeah, Charlotte got to the rope.
God,
that was a long hold.
How long the rules have changed when you were dinosaur wrestling, but they've changed now. You gotta let go when you reach the rope.
Trish is like, okay, I'm good. Oh, Charlotte's just like, she's been taking Trish's knees out this whole match too.
She knows the weak point of the old person.
She's not that old.
Hips and knees. She's
Charlotte's gearing up to spear her. Oh, and Trish threw her into the turnbuckle. Oh, the bulldog. Is it a bulldog? Oh, it's Stratus Faction. She got it.
She better not win here.
She, spoiler. Yeah, Charlotte's pissed. She can't get her.
Damn it. Only good wrestlers make me do this.
Where she's doing her little, like, bratty complaining. They're just back and forth chopping this whole time.
She's so big when she was chopping her from her knees. Like, that just shows how good Charlotte is at using her body. She got up, stretched, and then, like, had to go back down to her knee to chop this little opponent of hers. But it made her, like, full extension while she was doing it.
Now Charlotte's getting tired. Now it seems, like, more believable that Trish could win. Because she's just got to keep lasting. She's just got to get those, like, opportune shots in. Like, just now she got a kick in. But Charlotte kicked out of her pin. Trish is waiting for her to get up. But that's why it's, like, that's why this match was so good, I feel like. It wasn't just a squash match. It started out that way, but it went on long enough where it's like, yeah, Charlotte does get tired. This is the fourth boot that she's given her to her face.
All she needs to do is keep letting her run into her.
Uh-huh. And now she's getting her in her figure four.
Oh, and now she's got to die. It's over, Trish. Just give up. Better women than you have tried.
Like who?
Nobody, I guess. Sasha Banks.
All right, and now Charlotte's getting into her figure eight.
Sasha's in better physical form. There we go. All
right, match is over. Trish is tapped.
It's over.
This is good.
Queen of Queens.
Oh, look at all the sad fans. Oh, they're so sad.
Get out of here. You knew what this was. Nobody ever wins in their hometown.
Well, the last time Trish did, and she went out with her championship belt.
What was that all about? I love the way that they're like, yeah, everybody has to go on their back unless you're so-and-so or so-and-so or Undertaker. You get to keep coming back.
Well, in that documentary, Lita said that. She's like, you never walk out of your hometown the winner, let alone with a championship, unless you're Trish Stratus.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's cool if it was only Trish. I wish it was. I'd be cool with it then.
Well, who else has done that before?
Other people have lost on their way out.
Oh.
Like Undertaker, he was supposed to retire on his way out and lost, but he's been back.
He just keeps coming back.
Because they got time to kill with his intros.
Are there any other retired women that we would want to see come back? And like we've seen Molly Holly in the Royal Rumble spots, and she's always great. But to have like a run, I would want to see Trish come back. I don't know if I'd want to see Lita, because she'd probably just scare me every match, because I think that she's going to break her neck each time.
Working on a TV show. She's kickstarting a TV show.
Ah, cool.
And Trish is still crying. She lost. It's over. She's a loser.
She's not a loser.
She's a losing loser now. She's just like all the other losers she used to beat. And Charlotte is the new Trish. She's just like Lita now.
Charlotte is Charlotte. She's not a new anything. So
like, no, I'm just like all those Mollies and Mickeys. Another one of those Mollies and Mickeys.
This wasn't a very long match. So I think these next ones that we cover, like we could probably do a couple more per episode, especially if they're not going to have real shows this week.
Yeah.
But, all right. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to talk about, but I think that's kind of our episode this week. Talked about Trish. I don't know. Call this an ode to Trish. Or
selling that leg.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Look at her selling that leg all the way out. See, that's why they had to bring her back. They're like, nope, that wasn't your actual retirement match. Get back here and get your ass kicked.
Yeah, right. This was in 2019. We haven't seen her since. She's not going to come back.
Little points. She should have brought the hat back.
No, I hated that hat.
She should have brought the coat, the trench coat.
No, I hated it.
No, my leg hurts. I didn't do it over here. Hold on.
All right then. Well, so we're going to probably make a list. We have a couple of other matches we were talking about, discussing that what we consider to be important women's matches. And this is one of them. And this was Trish versus Charlotte at SummerSlam 2019. I won't say what the next ones are going to be, but I think we'll cover a couple more since these matches aren't very long, and we can actually cover more.
We have time. We're not doing anything.
So, yeah, get ready, and then
we're being responsible in our homes.
You can watch along, watch some women's wrestling.